So I've always tried to use the Tuesday night slot to delve into different areas of Torah. And I dafka try to alternate from year to year. Some years it's more Hasidic, some years it's less Hasidic. And I thought for all the Hasidus that many of us get to learn together, it'd be very kedai, very worthwhile to delve into the world of the Vilna Gaon. Now it seems like a contradiction because the Vilna Gaon was maybe the one who, in his time, was more opposed to Hasidus than anyone else. But what people don't understand, what people don't realize, and even if you want to attribute our yeshiva to being rooted in the legacy of the Vilna Gaon's legacy wasn't only the world of Brisk that indirectly emerged from the base medrash of the Vilna Gaon, but the world of the Vilna Gaon also is filled with Pnimiyas HaTorah, and it's filled with some of the same depths of insight that you find in the Sfarim HaKadoshim of Hasidus, and I wanted people to get a glimpse of that. It's impossible to put the Vilna Gaon into words. All of his Talmidim said about him, it's impossible to put him into words. The Sfarim use unbelievable lashonos, and I'll try every week to learn something that's either related to the Parsha or the Zman, and also to just learn something that's related to the Vilna Gaon. So I actually, we're in luck, because Baruch Hu had it by Ashkacha, that it just so happens that this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Ki Teitzei, has a very, very deep connection to the Gaon. Because when the Vilna Gaon was asked to find a pasuk in Chumash that alludes to himself, to his own life, he found it in this past Shabbos' parsha. So our timing is, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is always very good to us. Our timing is quite auspicious. Okay, so let's start on page one. The Sefer Pasa Shulchan. The Pasa Shulchan was written by Rabbi Yisrael Shklover, Rabbi Yisrael of Shklov. He was one of the main Talmidim, one of the major Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. And he writes, the print is very small, this is the Hakdam of the Sefer Pasa Shulchan, which is really a halachic work. It deals a lot with the halachos of the mitzvahs that tluyos ba'aretz. But in the Hakdam he writes very, very beautiful lashonos describing the godless of the Vilna Gaon, the brilliance of the Vilna Gaon, how he was so above and beyond anything that we can understand. And he writes in the bottom of the first column by the arrow, V'shamati mizokin echad mora hora bi'ir milasov. He says, I heard from a zokin, the Talmud Chacham, a posek from the city of Milasov, sheshimesh zeh Rabbeinu HaKadosh b'meikad. Someone who had a kasher to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, to the Vilna Gaon, in his earlier years. V'ra sheba gon echad b'mer chakim l'kabel divrei elokim chayim mirabbeinu. So he says, I heard from someone who was Meshamish the Vilna Gaon that once a wise person came from a distance to spend time to learn from the Divrei Elokim Chaim of the Gra. Vishol Rabbeinu. And he asked the Gra the following, Vaday Adoni Yodea Shemos Kol B'nei Adam Ayei Heim B'Torah Shebichsav. He said to the Vilna Gaon, you certainly know where every person, where their name is hinted to, where their Shorash Neshama is alluded to in Torah Shebichsav. Al Ramban Avner, as is known from the story of the Ramban and his student Avner. So let's take a time out and let's learn the story of the Ramban and his student Avner. Turn to page 2 for a minute. The story appears with different neschals. You know the nice one? Did he? Could be. Okay, the story appears in different places. It appears in the Sefer Kaf HaYasher, that's what you have on page 2 in front of you, with Tzvi Hirsch quite another. It appears in the Seder HaDoros. It appears in the Sefer called Yesod Yosef, in the 22nd parak, it appears there. Rav Moshe Wolfson was the first place I saw this, in the Amunas Yitach on Parshas HaZinu, where Rav Wolfson says a perish in the story of Avner, which is Kedai to talk about also, or to take a look at if you have a chance, if you have the Sefer Amunas Yitach. But let's see the story. Now again, there's different nuschaos of the story. I've heard Rav Wolfson even tell it a certain way. There's different ways to tell the story, but here's how the Kaf HaYasher brings the story. Kedemetzinu b'maisa b'ramba, zichrona levracha, shahayu lo talmud echad sheyatza letar b'sra. The Ramban had a student who went off the derech. He went letar b'sra. Ushamo Avner. And the student's name was Avner. V'nasa kuti. And he became a kuti. Now kuti, of course, in Sfarim usually is just a code word for someone who believes in other religions. But so as not to label any particular religion and have your Sfarim burnt, it was convenient to say, you know, a kuti. which the Gemara talks about the Kutim, were they true converts, were they not true converts? Okay, so Kuti is just a code word, right? Sometimes we say, Obed Kochavim Mazalus. Most of the other religions don't actually worship the stars and the constellations. Again, it's just a safe way to not get your svarim burnt in the good old days. So anyway, so the Ramban had a student who presumably became a Christian. And he became a high-ranking official. Again, in some versions, it's more of a government position he had. In other versions of the story, he rose the ranks in the church. But whatever it was, he became a person of prestige. And one year on Yom Kippur, the Ramban summoned him to him. He wanted to speak with him. Yeah? Shalach Leih HaRamban. According to this version, it sounds like Shalach Leih HaRamban. The Ramban sent for him. In other versions, he sent for the Ramban. The way I originally heard the story was that he reached this position of power, and as a way, as you'll see what he did, what's about to happen in this interaction, to show he had the upper hand over his Rebbe, the Ramban, he commanded the Ramban to appear before him on Yom Kippur. Okay, but either way, one of them went to the other on Yom Kippur. Baal Lefanov V'Lokach Lefnei HaRav HaRamban Zichrono Levracha Chazir Echad. Avner took a pig on Yom Kippur, unecharo vishlo, and he poked at it, he stabbed it, he killed it, and he roasted it, and he cooked it. Va'achar kach shal leharamban on Yom Kippur, as he's eating chazer, he asked his Rebbe, Rebbe, al kama krisos avarti ayom, how many averos did I just do? Veheishav lo arba krisos avarti ayom. It seems to me, the Ramban said, it seems to me you violated kares four times over. And Avner, being the wise guy that he was, says to him, Halacha Meish Lavan Avarti. Rebbe, you don't know how to learn. I hold that I violated five krisos. They got into all machlokas. Ramban says, Taki, you're right. You did five averos that are chayev karis. Vishal Ramban or so. Now again, the version here says the Ramban asked him at this moment, you know how to learn so well, so why'd you go off the derech? Other versions have a different version that the Ramban was disgusted by, you know, how he was using his gemar cup to outsmart the Ramban on Yom Kippur as he's eating chazer, and the Ramban gave him a piercing glance. And then the Talmud opened up and said, Rebbe, I want to tell you why I went off the derech. Okay, but in this version of the story that the Kaveh Yashar brings in Perachav Gimel, the Ramban asked him, why did you go off the derech? Hageid nali, mi haviyacha al midazu shakafarta b'toras Moshe. What brought you to stray from the Torah? Veheishav lo, he said, Rebbe, it was a particular Dvar Torah that you once gave. That got me thinking and led me away. Ki pamachas shemati shederashta. One time you gave a drasha. Sheyesh beparshas hazinu klulim kol amitzvos. V'kolim kol inyanei olam. In parshas hazinu, Parshas Hazinu is a miniature version of Kol Torah Kula, which means in Parshas Hazinu you can find every concept in Torah, and you can find every concept in history. You can find everything in the world in Parshas Hazinu. Everything that ever was or will be is found in Parshas Hazinu. Now the truth is, you look at the Ramban in Parshas Hazinu, the Ramban actually is meramis to this idea, that everything is in Parshas Hazinu. And when the Torah says, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, that means write, there's an obligation to write Parshas Hazinu. So how do we turn that into the last mitzvah of the 613, the mitzvah of writing Kol HaTorah Kula, writing a Sefer Torah? So the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to write a parsha of the Torah. You're not allowed to write a parsha of the Torah by itself. So if the Torah says you need to write down Parshas Hazinu, it must mean you have to write down the whole Torah. All the paparazzi's in town. Everyone wave to the paparazzi. Yonatan HaKohen, can someone give the Kohen a seat? No, you need a chair? Get a chair.
I didn't realize there was Torah outside.
Okay.
The Torah's on the inside.
Yeah. Even on the outside.
I was about to go with the kids, so it was a shir, so I'm
whatever you'd like. It's a schuss to have you with us. Yeah, so the Rambam writes, the Rambam says, when the Torah says you have to write Parshas Hazinu, you can't write Parshas Hazinu by itself, so you have to write the whole Torah. But what's hinted to is the idea that Parshas Hazinu is the whole Torah. Right? The Parshas Hazinu is a miniature version of Kol HaTorah Kula. So everything is found in Parshas Hazinu. Every person sitting in this chabur right now, your name and everything that's going to ever happen to you is found in Parshas Hazinu. All of world events are found in Parshas Hazinu. So the Ramban was once giving a shir on this topic. And his Talmud Avner didn't like this idea. He said, it's far-fetched. It doesn't seem possible. You were speaking to me how kula and nirmazim b'parshas hazinu, everything is in parshas hazinu. But it takes tremendous siyata d'shmaya to figure out, you know, where each and every one of us and our life's experience and who we're going to marry and the children we'll have, in Yirtzeh Hashem, how it's all contained in parshas hazinu. Uve'einai ha'yezem min ha'nimna. And my eyes disappeared, far-fetched. It seems ridiculous. And I began to believe that this isn't true, and maybe Kol HaTorah Kula is not true. And slowly but surely, eventually I left the path. This whole idea that you presented didn't make sense to me. And I went from being a student of the Ramban to being a heretic, and to rising the ranks of the church. The Ramban says, I still hold my position. That everything is found in Parshas Hazinu, and you, Avner, are found in Parshas Hazinu. So Avner says, if you'll tell me where I'm found in Parshas Hazinu, then maybe we can talk. Now, again, there's different nuschos of the story. One version is the Ramban had no idea where Avner was in Parshas Hazinu, but he davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I need your help. I have a Masorah. Ramban was a Kabbalist. He had a Kabbalistic tradition that everything's in Hazinu. That didn't mean that he knew where everything was in Hazinu. So he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went in the corner and he davened his heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, you need to show me where Avner is in Parshas Hazinu. I don't know. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalad, and he reveals it to his student Avner. Jump down a couple of lines. The line that begins Zichra. He says, sorry, the line right before that. So he says, Avner, I'll tell you where you are in Parshas Hazinu. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, you're in the following Pasuk. Amarti, the line that begins, Livavo. Right? Uva Pasuk Bepiv, the Pasuk fell into the mouth of the Ramban. Amarti Afa'ehem Ashvisa Me'enosh Zichram. I have said, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I have said, Afa'ehem, I will scatter them. Ashvisa, I will erase, right? I'll destroy. I'll erase their memory from mankind. So says the Ramban, look at every third letter. The third letter of Af'ayim is an Aleph. The third letter of Ashbisa is a Beis. The third letter of Me'enosh is a Nun. And the third letter of Zichram is a Resh. Spells out Avner. Now Rav Wolfson in the Munas Itech and Parshas Hazinu explains why Avner's name is hinted to in the dock of the third letter. Why in the middle of the words. He says it's basically a vart in the pintle of Yid. Right? That even though the pasuk on the surface is saying you're worthless, amarti afayim, I'll scatter you, ashbiso me'enosh zichram, your memory will be erased. And again, the nusach that I heard, the Ramban said to him, you thought that by becoming a big shot in the government or a big shot in the church, you'll have a legacy. He says no one's going to remember you. If you would have been a Talmud of the Ramban, he recorded the Torahs of me, the Ramban, then people would still be talking about you. 2017, Washington Heights, talking about the Ramban. Right? Avner only lives on because of this story through the Ramban. So he says, the Pasuk saying you're worthless. The Pasuk says you're going to be forgotten. So Rav Wolfson explains, the middle letters spell out Avner to say that on the inside you're still Avner. Ba'omek Halev, you're still Avner. The shame kadosh that you were given at your bris milah. You're still Avner on the inside. But on the outside you've ruined yourself. So Avner is very shaken by this. And he says, can I do tshuva? Is there anything I can do to save myself? So the Ramban says, I'm not sure. Not sure what we can do to help you. So the story concludes about 10 lines from the end. V'teikav halach oso talmid v'lokach svina b'lo safan v'chevelu malach. He went out on a boat without any means of traveling. He basically pushed a boat out into the water. Without a captain of the ship, without any sailors on the ship, without any means of being able to steer his ship, and he let his ship drift out to sea. Nothing came of him. No one knows what happened. Presumably, he died at sea. The version again that I heard, he wanted to be mekayim the pasuk. He thought, at least if I can live on by being mekayim this pasuk, I'll scatter myself as a way of showing that you know I made bad choices and my life is worthless. Yeah? Then the Ramban started to feel bad for his Talmud, and he davened that he should be Zochet Olam Haba, and the end of the story was that eventually he came to him in a dream, and he says, eventually, you know, we began to work things out in the Olam HaEmes, but again, it wasn't a Pasha journey for this after. Okay? So now let's go back to page one. Now you know the story of Avner. It's a Chashuv story. You need to know the story of Avner. So this Rav came to the Vilna Gaon and said, everyone knows the story of Avner. Now everyone knows the story of Avner. So, Mistama, you... Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, you must know where you are in the Torah also. Where are you found in the Torah? So the Vilna Gaon said, I'll tell you where I'm found in the Torah. And it's this past week's Parsha, Parsha's Kiseitze. Okay, we're in the left hand column in the third line. Ve'yeshivo hein. The Vilna Gaon said yes. Vishalu shem shal Rabbeinu heichanu. Nu, Rabbi, where are you found? Ve'yeshivo yotze mipasuk even shlema v'tzedek. The pasuk said in this past week's parsha, even shlema v'tzedek yiyelach. You should have proper weights and measures. So the Vilna Gaon said, in the words even shlema, I see a remez to my name. Why? Even stands for Eliyahu ben, and Shlema is my father's name, Shlomo. So Even Shlema is Eliyahu ben Shlomo. The Vilna Gaon says that's where I see myself in the pasuk. Now listen to what Rav Yisrael Shlava writes in the Hakadama to the Pasuk Shochan. Ukemosha Aleph hu Pela v'ne'elam. You have to ask, right? The ben is spelled ben. And the Shlema is the Shlomo, his father's name. Why is the Eliyahu just an Aleph? Why doesn't it, right? Why did he see his name into Evan, Eliyahu Ben? Why is it concealed in an Aleph? So Yisrael Shlever says, because Aleph, we know, is the same letters as Pella. And in this Farma Kadosh, there's a big connection, not to get into it now. Aleph and Pella are very, very much connected. So he says, my Rebbe Eliyahu, Rebbe Eliyahu Mivilna, the Vilna Gaon was Mamash Pella. And he was as concealed as his name is concealed in this pasuk. He's a pel of a nelam kach toraso, just like the aleph is a wonder. Right, aleph is, so to speak, the starting point of everything, the depths of everything. My Rebbe was the deepest of the deep. V'nelam kach toraso gam kein nisteres v'ne'elemes v'lachin shemo behelam b'rashi tevos. And therefore, Eliyahu is not spelled out in the Torah; it's just Rashi Tevos. Because as much as you learn the Torah of our Rebbe, as we're going to see this year, the more you learn the Vilna Gaon, the more you realize we don't know anything about the Vilna Gaon. It's mamish the aleph. It's just the Rashi Tevos, the Rashi Prakim of the life of a tzaddik who's completely beyond. Now I want to tell you more about this remez. Because again, when we're meeting the Vilna Gaon for the first time, we should know a little bit about... I haven't even told you when he lived. I don't even know when he lived. Should at least know what time period of world history he lived. When was the Vilna Gaon born? 1720. And he passed away in 1797 on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. So again, it's a good year to learn about. They've gone at a big connection to Sukkah. And since we're learning Sukkah, yeah, a connection to Renachman. Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that. But the Vilna Gaon passed away on Sukkot. Okay? Again, we're learning Masechta Sukkah this year, so it's a good year to also learn the Vilna Gaon. But let's try to understand. Again, a person's name is their essence. I'll have the chutzpah to quote Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov said that if you look at the word neshama, the middle two letters of neshama are shame. Because the inner essence of your neshama is contained within your name. So if we understand the name and where the Vilna Gaon is rooted in the Torah, we can begin to enter into the sugya of the Vilna Gaon, knowing full well that this is only the Aleph, and we'll never get off the Aleph. We can learn the Vilna Gaon for hundreds of hours. We can dedicate the rest of our life to only learning Torah Sagra, and we'll still only be holding by Aleph. The Aleph Beis of the Vilna Gaon. But let's try to understand this idea a little bit better. So turn to page 3. There's a Sefer written by Rav Shmuel Meltzin. Rav Shmuel Meltzin and his son and that family were involved in publishing some of the Ksavim of the Gra. There's a sefer called Emunah v'Hashgacha. It's divided into different sections. The last section is called the Likutei HaGra. And in the very last section of the Likutei HaGra, he quotes this idea that we just saw from the Pasa Shulchan, and he goes a step further. Okay? This is fascinating. Look at this. He quotes from the Pasa Shulchan that the words Evan Shlema v'tzedek is Merames to the Gra. Now look what he says. Shamati mipi harav hagon. Now I want to admit my ignorance. There's a lot of names and places. I barely know how to pronounce the names of the places. I don't know a lot about these people. Again, this was taking place in the 1700s. There are certain Talmidim of the Gra who are more famous, who we'll talk about, who maybe we'll get to know. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Talking about early people who transmitted Torah Sagra. Right, Rav Yisrael Shklover. There's people in the names that will... obviously, Rav Chaim of Elazhin. Right? But then there's many other people and places, and again, I admit my ignorance in who these people were, and I'm sure they were very big people. So he quotes again from some Zakin Muflux, from Big Tzaddik Yitzchak Margolius, who was the Abbasin of a particular town in Poland. Sheshama mipi ma'or ha'golah Rav Chaim of Elazhin, who heard from the Talmud Muvak of the Gra, Rav Chaim Volozhin, of the following. Ki Agra Zal Amar, Ki Besefer Mishnah Torah Merumas B'chol Sidra, Mashayera B'meyashonim, Me'elaf Hashishi, Keseder Yud Parshios Neged Yud Meos. That Chumash Devarim, that Mishnah Torah, there's five books of the Torah. The five books of the Torah correspond to, each book corresponds to a 1,000-year period of history. Yes, there are 6,000 years of history. How does that work? Good question. Chumash Devarim corresponds to the last 1,000 years of history. The Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, on Daf Tes, it's also a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, I think it's either Sadi Vav or Sadi Zion, that world history is going to last for 6,000 years. We're in the year Tav Shin Ayin Zion, entering into the world of Tav Shin Ayin Ches, Mirtz Hashem. The Vilna Gaon said that Chumash Devarim, which has 10 Parshios, which I'll explain in a second, because you're going to say there are 11 Parshios, I'll explain in a second. The 10 Parshios of Chumash Devarim, each Parsha corresponds to 100 years from the year 5,000 to 6,000. Okay? So that means the Vilna Gaon saw himself in Parshas Kisetze, because he lived in Parshas Kisetze. Now we'll have to figure out exactly how this works. Okay? Now let me tell you first how the 10 Parshios work. How do you have 10 Parshios? Devarim v'eschanan ekev re'ei shoftim kiteitze kisavu nitzavim v'yelach hazinu v'zos habrach. That's 11 Parshios. So which two Parshios do you combine? Nitzavim v'yelach are really combined. Nitzavim v'yelach are combined. The Zohar talks about Gan Parshios, 53 Parshios. By Lubavitchers, there's a reason the Sefer Tanya has 53 chapters. Because the Tanya is the Torah, Shebichsav of Chassidus. So just like the Torah Shebichsav has 53 Parshios, the Tanya has 53 Prokim as well. Okay? But how do you get 53? How does the Zohar have Gan Parshios? How does it have 53 Parshios? The way you do it is by combining the Tzom Vayelach. Yes, there are other Parshios that come together, but the Tzom Vayelach are mamish one in it. Okay? So each Parsha, Devarim, corresponds from the year 5,000 to 5,100. And Veschanan is 5,100 to 5,200. Okay, so each Parsha corresponds to 100 years. So look what he says here. So you're right. Ki Nitzom Vayelech Nechshavim Lechad. Nitzom Vayelech is one Parsha. Nechshavim Lechas. Ki Yaduah. Vishalo Rav Chaim Ayei Eifo Anu Murumazim B'Parshas Teitzei. So Rav Chaim V'lajner asked the Gra, Nu, where are we? Right, Rebbe, tell me, where am I? Where are you? Shehu neged hameya hashishus. Shenachta omdim kais. Veheshev lo, ki shemo merumas betevas evan shlema. Eliyahu ben Shlomo. So we're going a step further now. This piece in Lakutei Agra is taking a step further, saying, not only is the Gra hinted to in Stam a pasuk, he's hinted to in a pasuk in the time period in which he lived. Amazing. Okay? Vishay Maharach, and the name of Chaim Volozhiner, Ne'ela Mimenu, was concealed from him. Now he writes here in the Lakutei Agra, and this is the Masorah in this story, Lo Furash, right, it's not explained, Im Hagra Helim Me Marina Rav Chaim, or Rav Chaim Helim Me Hashomim, Mipnei Rov Anvasanusa. It's not clear whether the Gra actually told Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I don't know where you are, which was his way of saying, I don't want to tell you where you are. Or he did tell him, and when they asked Rav Chaim V'lajner told the story, in his humility, he said, and I don't know where I am. But Rav Chaim V'lajner himself actually did know where he was. Okay? And he concludes, and this is again the closing paragraph of the Lakutei Agra, Ulefiza daslin avo nokel ki haros rabus vitzaros asher hisigunu bavonoseh rabim b'mei hashviyas hazos murumazin beklalos in Parshas Kisavu. And therefore in this week's Parsha, the Tochacha, it's not surprising that in the period afterwards, in the period after the Vilna Gaon, right, there were many, many tzaros for Klal Yisrael. Obviously, as you get to the end of Parshas Kisavo, and again, you have to know how the Cheshvan works exactly, right? But you're really getting into the 1900s. The early half of the 1900s is where the Tocha really falls out, according to one Cheshvan, and therefore it's not surprising that the Holocaust, of course, took place in the Tekufa of the Tocha. Which means that we're living, by the way, in Nitzom Vayelech. So if you look in Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter's Leket Amarim, in the first volume, he says all the things of Nitzom Vayelech are coming true in our times. First and foremost, Tshuva. Geula is dependent upon tshuva, and his mamish, yes, on the one hand there's many Jews who are straying from Yiddishkeit, on the other hand there's Jews coming back to Yiddishkeit like never before. The focus and the concern, right, for Kirov and the Baal Tshuva You're seeing Nisim and Neflos, mamash revolution of Jews who were so far, who are all of a sudden are coming back. And that's what we're living through. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter also says in Sam Vayelech, as you get to the end of time, right? There are psukim that talk about an expansion of Torah, and he writes very interestingly. He says, "There's never been the amount of svarim like are being printed in our times." The kisvu lachem es hashira zos, the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah, which is the last mitzvah. There's an explosion of Torah in our times, an unbelievable explosion of Torah, and that's also again hinted to. But anything that's taking place in these psukim, these last parshiyos that we're reading in these coming weeks, is mamash what we're living through right now. So we should look deeply into them and try to identify ourselves within them. Okay? Let's finish this remez of the Gra's name. Let's go one step further. Rav Isaac Ozvend from Telz, who passed away in 2012, one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, Cleveland, said, "I'll finish the remez." This is from a sefer called Chaim Shel Torah. It's printed in a couple places. But I found this this past Shabbos, and I was very, very excited to see this. Look what he writes here. He brings, on page 4, from Rav Isaac Ozvend, who was a descendant of the Gra. He says, not only is Evan Shlema a hint to Eliel ben Shlomo, but the Gra's father's name was Shlomo Zalman. And the Gra's mother's name was Trina. And that's also hinted to in the Pasuk. How so? Look what he writes. He says, Shagam Shem Imo Shel Agra, by the arrow, the second line after the arrow, that the name of the mother of the Gra is Merumas Bekra. How? The Shem Imo Shel Agra Zatzal Haya Trina. The gematria of Trina is 280, which is the next words in the Pasuk. Evan Shlema, Vitzedek Yelach. Vitzedek Yelach is gematria Trina, the Gra's mother's name. Amazing. Vatzedek Yalach is gematria, exactly Trina, 280. So what about the end of the Gra's father's name? Eliel ben Shlomo Zalman. Where's the Zalman? So he says like this. He says, really, like the Pasuk Shulchan told us, you only really need the Rashi Tevos of the Gra, because you'll never understand the full Gra. So in the remez of Evan Shlema, if we take the Aleph of Evan, right, and the Ben is Ben, and the Shin of Shlema is what? The Shin of Shlema is really the Shlomo. So that frees up the Lamed and the Mem and the Hey of Shlema. You don't really need that part for the Remez, because the Shin alone stands for Shlomo. So you can take the end of Shlema, you can take the Lamed, Mem, and Hey. And Ben, right, Ben is also not part of his name really. So it says Rav Isaac Ozvend, Zatzal, if you take the Ben plus the Lamed, Mem, Hey of Shlema, it's Gematria Zalman. That's what he says. Take a look. Va'oshin romezes l'shem Shlomo, and the osi was Ben from Tevas Evan, and the lamed mem hey of Shlema, you can use for the drasha. V'hine heim olim. Turn to the next page 5. Heim olim lecheshbon 127. Ben plus lamed mem hey is 127. Is becheshbon Zalman. So mamish in the pasuk you have Eliyahu Ben Shlomo Zalman, and his mother's name Trina. Okay. And if you want to have a nice chart to hang up on your wall, he does all the math for us, and he puts it all together, and he spells out how each of the books of Sefer Devarim correspond to a different tekufa. Okay? So it's an amazing, amazing thing to have it all on the page in front of you on page 5. The top is the breakdown of the parshos corresponding to each 100 year from the year 5000 till today. Okay? So we're in the Tzom Vayelech now. We're turning the bend, heading towards the end of the Torah, an end of time. Okay? So this is the world of the Vilna Gaon's name. Okay? So that's the Aleph of the Aleph. Okay? Now I want to share a couple of just insights into this week's parsha, which again will give us a chizuk into the world of the Gra. Because if you remember, the Lakutei Agra said at the end that after the Gra came all sorts of tzaros. Right? As you enter into Parsha's Kisava, which is this week's parsha, all sorts of tzaros. We hope, we pray that all the tzaros are behind us. The Holocaust was more than the show was more than enough of tzaros. We hope that the rest of the way can just be the tshuva revival that'll bring about the gula. But the Vilna Gaon has some insights on tzaros that I want to share with us. And those of us who are learning this morning from Rav Volbi, we learned that a life of tzaros is a life of, yes, we can learn how to grow from our tzaros. Chaviv and Yisurin, as Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on his deathbed. Okay, so first I want to just show you a pasuk, and I want to show you again. We're going to see different styles of the Gra. First, I want to just show you just a classic, brilliant Gra taking a pasuk, taking a Maimar Chazal, and showing us something that none of us ever in a million years would have been able to find on our own. Okay? It comes from the Sefer Likutei Nisim on page 6. At the beginning of this week's parsha, we know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Bikurim, so one of the right, the mitzvah of Bikurim really has two halakim to it. If you've learned Mishnayos Bikurim, you know from the very beginning of the Masechta that there's really two mitzvahs to Bikurim. There's the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, of bringing your first fruits to the Kohen, and then there's a separate mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, of reciting Pesukim when you bring these fruits. Sometimes you're obligated to one part of the bracha, one part of the mitzvah, not the other part. Okay, so when you come to the Kohen, what do you say to the Kohen? You make a declaration, right? I'm reading you the Pesukim at the beginning of this week's parsha. You make the following declaration: Arami Oved Avi. Chaver, what's the pshat in Arami Oved Avi? It's actually a big machlokas rishon, but most of us are used to the pshat from the Haggadah. What's Arami Oved Avi? Say Ulaman, go out and learn what Lavan HaArami wanted to do to the Jewish people. Lavan was worse than Paro. Paro made a decree against the males. Lavan wanted to destroy all Jewish people. Right? So we learn Arami Oved Avi as what? An Aramean, as Rashi learns it, Lavan, Oved Avi, tried to destroy my father. Who's my father? Yeah. Yaakov. Okay? There's other ways to learn it, though. Some say that the Arami Oved Avi was Avram. So, for example, if you look in the Rashbam on Chumash, the Rashbam says that Avram was an Arami who was Oved, who was lost. A lost Aramean was my father Avram. Or you could learn it, as others learn it, that who's the Arami? That the Arami is, right? That the Arami Oved Avi could be going on Yaakov, right? So the Arami could be Lavan, the Arami, again, you'll look, the Rashbam, the Svarno, the Chizkuni, the Targum Yonasan, Rashi, okay? But the classic pshat as presented in the Haggadah Shal Pesach is what? Is that Lavan, the Aramean, tried to destroy our forefather Yaakov, okay? How did Lavan try to destroy Yaakov? So first I just want to show you the brilliance of the Gaon, and then I want to end on a word of Chizuk from the Gaon, and show you really an amazing remez in this week's parsha. They have to know them. Okay? So look what the Likutei Nisim brings in his Haggadah Shal Pesach B'Shem the Gra. How did Lavan want to destroy all the Jewish people? Ready? Look at this brilliance of the Gaon. We'll just read from the second arrow on page 6. Al pi ha-halacha b'gemara b'meseches gittin. What happens if you send a shliach to marry a woman and the shliach disappears? You don't know what happened to him. Yeah? So, we have a major problem. What's the major problem? Well, maybe the shliach, right, until I can clarify what happened, maybe the shliach actually was Makadish, a woman on my behalf. Or maybe the shliach appointed another shliach to Makadish, a woman. Right? So I have to be worried about marrying any woman in the world. You know why? Because maybe the woman who I want to marry is a relative who I'm not allowed to marry of the woman who the shliach was mekadesh on my behalf. So if the shliach is missing, I'm usher to every woman in the world. It's crazy. Look inside. Ha'omer l'sholcho tzei v'kidesh li'isha. U'meis sholcho, and the shliach dies. And we don't know, we can't clarify exactly what happened. Usher b'chol anashim sheba'olam. Why? Why? The shliach's dead. Right? Chazaka hi ha-shliach osa shlichuso. There's a chazaka that the shliach must have been mekadesh a woman. I can't clarify what happened. And I have to be nervous about maybe the next woman I'm going to want to marry is a relative of this woman. What if she doesn't have relatives? Okay, we're not learning Maseches Gittin right now. That's the halacha. We'll take it at surface value. Obviously, there's a lot to it. Okay? As Rashi explains in the parentheses, Shemazu krovis arusaso shekidesh lo shoso. Because maybe the second woman is a relative of the woman who the shliach was mekadesh on my behalf. New? So how is this Gemara the secret to a Rami Oved Avi? Look what he says. We know the Pasuk in Parshas Chayisar, that when Eliezer, Eved Avram, is looking for a shidduch for who? For Yitzchak. And he sits down to eat a meal, and the Pasuk says, Vayusam lefanov lechol. It's a Korean exit. It's spelled yud yud, but it's pronounced vayusam. It's pronounced with a vav. Vayusam lefanov lechol. It was placed before him to eat. What does Chazal say? You know this medrash from the time you were a little kid. Lavan put poison into the food and placed it before Eliezer. A malach came what and switched it so that the poisonous food was placed before Besuel. And Besuel died in the place of Eliezer. What would have happened, my friends, if Eliezer would have eaten the poisoned food and died? Then the shliach's gone missing. That means Yitzchak can't get married. Right? That means Yitzchak's going to have a problem. Right, we're going to have a major... Klal Yisrael is going to get stuck. So that's what it means. Arami Oved Avi, Bikish Lavan Lakor Sakol. Had Lavan's plan worked out, the Jewish people would have been stuck forever. Harei Haya Yitzchak Asur B'chol Anashim Sheba Olam. Kvi Allah Psuka Nizkal El. V'lo Haya Nolad Yaakov Chas V'Shalom. V'lo Haya Zeicha La'am Yisrael. And that would have been the end of the Jewish people. Harei Lefneichem Ki Lavan Bikish Lakor Sakol. And where did the Likutei Nisim get this vart from? The Gra. Amazing insight. A new insight in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Okay? But I want to show you another vart from the Gra on the same Torah, which is a big chizuk, because we have a parish of the Gra on the Haggadah on page number 7. And look what he writes here. Because without all the midrashim, without all the behind the scenes, a simple understanding of Lavan's treatment of Yaakov, right? Lavan is called Lavan for a reason. He plays the part pretty well. He's white. He's very frum. He's clean, he's innocent, he never does anything wrong. All I wanted to do was say goodbye to my children. Why'd you sneak away in the middle of the night? I never wanted to harm you, I was so good to you. The Lavan, right? And then Yaakov finally, you know, sticks it to him. If you look in the writings of one of the Talmidim of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe, the Ramchal is Rav Moshe Chaim Lutata, but he has a Talmud who is known as Rav Moshe David Vali, the Ramdu. So in the Kisrei Ramdu, the Rav Moshe David Vali says, he has a line where he says in his writing, he says, Lavan's white is redder than the reddest red. Meaning he's the biggest faker of all time. He's the biggest trickster. Never take Lavan at face value. So when the Haggadah Shel Pesach reveals to us, Tzeyu Lamad. It's an interesting way to introduce this paragraph. Tzeyu Lamad, go out and learn. Look what Lavan wanted to do. Lavan tried to destroy us. How do we know? Arami Oved Avi. Lavan was the worst. You read the Pesukim and you say, really? Where do you see that Lavan is the worst? So says the Gra, an amazing thing. Look by the arrow. Tzeyu Lamad, perish. Afal pisha ein anu margishim benisim. Asher hu oset tamid. Afal pichein hu oset tamid niflos gedolos levada. Every day of our life, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing unbelievable miracles for us. From the time we woke up this morning until this moment right now. How many times did we cross the street? Miracles. Hashem protected us to get safely across the street. The fact that our heart is beating, we're able to breathe right now. Right? There's so many things that can go wrong, and there's so many things, wondrous things. How about the food you put into your body today? The fact that your body can handle that, can extract the nutrients, can separate the psolas. Nisim and aflos. There's wondrous things that are taking place, but we don't recognize it. It's not a Kriyas Yamsos, it's not a Kabbalah Satorah. Tzeyu Lamad Mi Lavan Ha'arami. You want to learn how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us on a daily basis? Go out and learn from Lavan Ha'arami. Klomar. On the surface, you could look at Yaakov's whole experience, years in Beis Lavan. Years and years and years in Beis Lavan. And you could look at it on the surface, you could say, Lavan's not such a bad guy. Not so bad. You don't recognize what Yaakov was going through. Ve'ena yodea lanu, turn the page. Mabikish Lavan Arami lasus liyakov. You know, you can't tell. You don't understand how evil the intentions of Lavan were. And yet the Torah testifies with Torah eyes, the Torah says, but Lavan's the worst. Rav Moshe David Vali says he was redder than the reddest red, even though his name is white on the surface. He's the worst of the worst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hefach letova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the worst of the worst, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it into something good. That out of base love would come the family of Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael to this very day. And therefore, Tzeyu Lamad, learn from love. Learn, when you study the sugya of love, and it's so hard to understand, right, what exactly was going on. The Torah says he's the worst, he doesn't look so bad. When you learn it deep, you see he actually is the worst, but in truth he was the best because Yaakov emerged from that place. Tzeyu Lamad. A Jew has to have deep Torah eyes to realize what? Kein osa tamid nisim imanu afsha einanu margishim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing miracles for us every moment of our life, even if we don't recognize it. Says the Vilna Gaon, Seyu Lamad. The Abed is telling us, Seyu Lamad. Study the Vina Hapach Sugya of Lavan Arami, and you'll have a new understanding of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Shabbos we read the Tochacha. There's nothing more painful than reading the Parsha of the Tochacha. It's the worst of the worst. But says the Vilna Gaon, he just taught us that with the right eyes, the Tochacha is all brachas. So I want to show you how the Vilna Gaon took a pasuk in the Tochacha and turned it into a bracha. And really this idea is not unique to the Gra, but it's also attributed to the Gra. In the Sefer Yalkut Moshe on the final page, of Moshe HaKohen Gordon, he brings this idea of Hashem the Gra. He also brings it in the name of the Chida. It's a big sugya in Chassidus, this idea. And there's a secret to this whole sugya that I'm not going to share with you. And there's a reason that I don't want to share with you, because it would ruin it. And I'll see who wants to bother me afterwards to get the secret. Okay? But I'm going to leave one part out on purpose. It's more fun that way. Okay, so let's see. Look what he says. The pasuk says in the Tochacha. The Tochacha is terrible. It's the most horrible pesukim. V'haye im lo sishma b'kol Hashem lo kecha lishmor lasos es kol mitzvosav v'chukosav asher anochi mitzavcha yom. If you don't listen to Hashem and you're not a good Jew, guess what? Schar va'onash, my friends. Uvao elecha kol haklalos ha'ela v'hisigucha. Your life's going to be overrun by curse. Your life's going to be a disaster. But every klal is a bracha in disguise. Yeah? The Sfarim even say that the word klala, this is not a word from the Gra, but the Sfarim say that klala is Rashi Tevos Karen Kayemes Leolam Haba. Elu Devarim Shadam Ocho Perosem Bolam Haza. There's things that you can enjoy in this world. There's other things that look like a klala, and until the next world, you won't appreciate what it is. Every klala is a bracha in disguise. The Zohar says that every word of the Tochacha is really a bracha in disguise. I have a sefer at home I've mentioned in the past. Those who've been in the shiur in the past know. There's an amazing, amazing sefer from the Skolia Rebbe called Birchas Yeshurin. It's a sefer, it's this thick. It's a red sefer, which is ironic because it's mamish the whitest sefer in the world. It's the most beautiful sefer in the world. It's a sefer is written all on the Tochacha in Bechukosai and Kisava. And the Skolia Rebbe Zatzal, Sefer Tzad V'Kadosh L'Bracha, goes through every word of the Tochacha and explains it how it's a bracha. Phrase by phrase by phrase, it's an amazing sefer. Takes every pasuk and flips it inside out. So let me show you one gra, how the gra flips it inside out. Take a look. Isa b'medrash. The medrash says, "Hahu hi dechsiv, rabos raos tzadik, umikulam yatzilenu Hashem." On this pasuk at the end of the Tochacha, the medrash says there are many difficulties of the tzadik, but Hashem saves him from all of the tzaras. From all of the difficulties. Let me tell you a tshuva from the Radbaz. The Radbaz says, why is it that the Tochacha at the end of Chukosai ends on a positive note? And the Tochacha in this week's Parsha kind of just leaves you hanging. The Tochacha ends, you're going to be sold as slaves and no one's going to care about you. You're going to be basically worthless. Shkayach. You know, like, that's it. No, like, but in the end, Hashem's going to bring you back and it's going to be good. Like, it just ends, you know? Very harsh. The Radbaz says, why is that? He gives several answers. One of his answers is, and it'll jump, once you hear this answer, you'll never look at this Parsha again. He says, because if you read through the Parsha, Hashem is there every step of the way. If I were to ask you, without looking inside, which name of God would you expect to find throughout the Tochacha, what would you all answer? Elokim, God's name of Midos Hadin. You know what name appears over and over and over and over and over again in the Tochacha and Kisavo? Yod Kei Vav Kei. 26 times. Look at the Baal HaTurim at the end. 26 times. Can I get the 26 Havayos in Shmona Esrei? He says he has a whole cheshbon. But now look at this. Look at this. It's amazing. Rabos Rabos Sadim Mikulim Yatzilenu Hashem V'hu Tmua. It says in the Zohar Kaddosh Bechol Pasuk Me'atocha Yeshbo Remez Bracha. The Zohar says that every word of the Tocha has a bracha in disguise. So look at this. I'll show you one pasuk. And he brings this again in the name of the Chida, but he writes there in the parentheses at the end of the second paragraph, Muva Gam B'Shem HaGra Zatzal. Ready for this? Listen to this pasuk. Shurcha Tavuach La'inecha. You're sure your ox will be slaughtered before your eyes. V'lo Socha Mimenu. But it won't be slaughtered for you to enjoy its meat. You will not eat from it. You will not benefit from it. Chamurcha gazel milafanecha. Your donkey will be stolen from you. V'lo yashuv lach, and it will not be given back to you. Tzoncha nesunos lo ivecha, your cattle, your animals will be given away to your enemy. V'ein lacha moshiach, and you'll have no salvation. Pretty bad pasuk. However, what happens if you read the pasuk backwards? V'na hafacha. Says the Vilna Gaon, let's read the pasuk backwards. Yeah? Moshiach lecha, there'll be salvation for you. V'ein lo'ivecha nesuno soncha, and your enemies will not take away any of your animals. Yeah? Lach yashuv, it'll be returned to you. It'll all be yours. V'lo milafanecha gazel chamurcha. And your donkey will never be taken away from you. Mimenu tocha, from it you shall benefit. V'lo le'enecha tavuach shorcha. And not before your eyes will your animals be slaughtered. Amazing, no? You read the pasuk backwards. It's all a bracha. It's a shmira, it's a protection. So why does the Medrash quote on this pasuk, on the pasuk of the end of the tocha, Rabos ro sadik umikulam yatzilenu Hashem? Ready for this? There's a lot to it, but let's see. In the last paragraph for tonight. V'nei b'chol ha'parsha yesh tof resh ayin vav tevos. In the Tocha, there are 676 words. Rabos Raos Tzadik. The Tzadik is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who taught us Chumash Devar. And Rabos Raos Tzadik. Many are the 676 words of the Tocha. Very painful words. Kaminyan Raos. The gematria of the word Raos. 676. V'gam nimtzav ha'parsha zu chavav pa'amim. Havaya. But 26 times you have Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Parsha. However, what's 26 times 26? 676. So these names of Hashem sprinkled throughout the Tocha, the 676 words of the Tocha, there are 26 mentions of Hashem's name. 26 times 26 is 676. That is to say, that what? That every word of the Tocha is really a bracha from a Kadosh Baruch in disguise. Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's not Midas Hadin. It's an expression of Hashem's love. Maybe a very secretive expression of Hashem's love. Maybe you have to read it backwards to extract it. Whatever it is. V'zeu peirusho shel ha-medrash. Rabos ro'os tzadik. Rabos hein ha-klalos shenemru mipi Moshe Rabbeinu the tzadik. Asher tzidkas Hashem asa. U'mishpatavim Yisrael. Shenimtza mehem tofrish ayin vav tevos kaminyan ro'os. Aval mikula mikol ha-ro'os. What does the pasuk say? Yatzilenu Hashem. That name Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, sprinkled throughout the Tocha, is a salvation for a Jew. It removes all of the negativity of the Tocha. Peirush al yidei chav vav, the 26 times Hashem's name, Gematria 26, is Gematria 676, that turns all of the klala into bracha. Amazing, no? An amazing insight. The Gros says, just read the pasuk backwards and you'll see that it's filled with bracha. So I want to give us a bracha, and I'll add one final remez of my own. The Medrash says that when Avram Avinu was looking at the Bris Beinu Basar, and it was a frightening moment. And an Eima Chasheicha Gedola was no fellas alav. A very scary thing overcame him. He was very frightened. So the Medrash says that each of those phrases alludes to one of the four exiles. Eima, Chasheicha, Gedola, no fellas, each one alludes to a different galus. If you look at the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha, there's different Midrashim that arrange the different phrases with different galus. What galus are we in now? The final galus? Galus Yishmael, okay, good. But galus Edom. Galus Edom. The final galus is galus Edom. The longest, most difficult, right? Rabos Raos, the most difficult galus, yeah? The Ramban brings a version of the Medrash that says that nofeles alav, that last phrase, corresponds to the last exile. Corresponds to what? Corresponds to galus Edom. Yeah, nofeles is spelled in the Torah chaser. It's spelled without a vav. It's spelled nun, pei, lam, tav. And alav is spelled the way you'd expect with an ayin. So what's the gematria of nofeles alav? Let's add it up. Nun, pei, lam, tav. Nu. Nun is 50. Pei is 80. So what is that?
130.
130 plus lamed is 160. Plus tav is 400. So what are you up to? 560. Right? Alav, ayin, lamed is another 100. So what is that? 660. And then a yud. The 670 and above is 676. So 676, the number of words in the Tocha. Right? We're living through the last stage of the Tocha. No fellas alav is galus edom. We're living through the final birurim before the Gula. But again, it's our tefillah. Again, as we enter into the world of the tzaddik and the world of the gra, and understand the depth of his Torah, that every klal is really a brach in disguise. Teilamat. Go learn a Rami Ovid Avi. Go learn it deep. The Pesukim of this week's Parsha. And you'll see that everything that you thought you understood, and you try to learn the Gra, you think you understand, you don't understand. But the same thing's true when it comes to the claws of this world. The worst moments of your life sometimes turn out to be the best moments. And Rahman al-Islam, sometimes the moments that you thought were so great aren't so good after. So we should be zochet to have deep Torah eyes, the eyes of the Vilna Gaon, b'schus this great tzaddik, and then Amir Tzashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will turn all of the ra'us of the tzaddik, right? As the Svarim say, that the ra'us can become ra'us, that it can become something of friendship, something of warmth and kindness. Amir Tzashem, we should be zochet to see it in our days with our own eyes. Shkayach. Amir Tzashem.